Amen. I'm on the blue lapel. Hey, you got it working. Yeah, you be seated, please. You know, I can sense that Yahweh's already, he's changed the norm of the service today. I don't know if you picked up, it's echoing, which is good. I like the freedom like that. So, I didn't present or prepare any slides this week. I'm kind of giving up on the presentation thing. But there is a scripture here that was given to me many years ago in this particular order of things in Isaiah, because this week's Haftorah portion, I'm still ringing. In Isaiah, it began in Isaiah 51, 12 through Isaiah 52 through 12, but in some quote-unquote messianic portions, they also included into Isaiah 53. Which really is speaking of Yeshua. Isaiah 53 is all about Yeshua, and it actually begins even before that, even before you get into Isaiah 53. But when you read through that, you know who it's referring to if you've been around the block a time or two. Amen? Yeah. Are you with me? Yep. And it's interesting that this week's Haftorah portion, it's seemingly like we went back from last week. Because last week was in 54, 55. This week we're in 51. But what we've been talking about, what we've been hearing about, is the redemption of Israel. You know, we've had a few people come and speak here recently about the redemption of Israel. We see that throughout Scripture about redemption. And I'm here to tell you, Jerry, you're redeemed.
Thank you.
Amen. Everybody in this room is redeemed, but when we go through these difficulties, these situations, these hardships, we need to understand we're redeemed. And that we are under the blood, we have been cleansed with the blood, and that his blood was shed for all once and for all. Amen? Yeah. So that scripture I want to read to you too, Jerry, and Wendy, and whoever else is involved in this, because he's going to redeem a lot of things going forward. And I'm thankful that he's going to reveal truth. Let me get there. Isaiah 52, verse 13. See how my servant will succeed. He will be raised up, exalted, highly honored. It's amazing what you got to go through to get there. Right? You got to go through the valley to get to the top. You got to go through the low places to find the high places. And we know this is referring to Yeshua specifically because it is a prophecy about the coming Messiah. And we know that Yeshua came to redeem the lost. He came to seek and save the lost tribes of Israel. But here we are. We're part of that lost tribe because we have been grafted in. And we're part of the tree of Israel. Yeshua is the root. Israel is a tree, but we've been grafted in. We're that wild olive branch, and you are pretty wild people, I tell you. But now we are grafted in, and just keep that in your heart, Jerry. You are redeemed. Yeah. And keep your eyes on him as both of you go through this, and we're with you in all this. Yeah. And I know that the accusations are false. We just know you, and we know that. So we're with you, brother, sister. But, you know, you're all redeemed. Be thankful. He sought you. He sought you because he tells us in Deuteronomy that, you know, I'm going to scatter you, but I'm going to call you back. I'm going to gather you back. And as we go through the Torah portions and the Haftorah, and we link up with the Brit Hadashah, we know his plan and his purpose is to always redeem people. But the only way to finally be redeemed is to know the Messiah. You can come back to Torah, you can come back to the land of Israel, but if you don't know the Messiah, you're not fully redeemed. But that is a process. That is a process. And guess what? You get to go through it. We get to go through it. And remember, if we go back a little ways here, let me look at this. Where does it say? I will be with you. I will be with you. Verse 12, it says, you need not leave in haste. You do not have to flee. For Adonai will go ahead of you, and the God of Israel will also be behind you. Those are words we can take and let it register, go deep in our spirit, and penetrate your heart and hang on to his word in the midst, because we all go through stuff. You know, it'd be nice if it was just a click here, click there, software, and you can just remove all the problems. You know, but even then, it takes quite a process to clean up virus, right, in software. It's not a simple task. But for God, nothing is impossible. He lives on the inside of you. He's ahead of you. He's behind you. He's over you. He's under you. He's all around you. And he's leading, guiding you in every step of the way. And I was this morning, and I'm about done, even though I got a few minutes, because, you know, like I say, the service has gone in a whole different direction, than what, which is great. I love it. But the word that we were, Edith and I, we were doing, you know, praying, doing our devotion, that came to us was, do you know your assignment? Do you know your assignment? Are you going to obey the assignment he's given you? And if you don't know it, ask. 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 Because he's got an assignment for each and every one of us. And it's an amazing, when he gives us that assignment, it's not always peaches and cream. There's always that challenge first. Just like when the butterfly is coming out of the cocoon, it's got to fight its way out to be the butterfly it is meant to be. Same with the chicken coming out of the egg. And if we help that butterfly, if we help that chicken, eventually it will die. So you're coming out, and I see a bunch of butterflies flowing here, some monarchs, some little white ones, pure hearts and clean hands. Amen, and welcome live stream. I hope you're back on, by the way. Forgive us for always not thinking of you. We're just so excited to be here. Amen. Yes. Really? You're that excited? Yes. Oh, man. Oh, man. You know, we're going to have to get bigger speakers because some of you are just so quiet. Amen. Thank you. I hope you're blessed today, because I know you are. I hope you realize that. You are redeemed. Amen. You are redeemed. Yes. And whatever you're going through, Yahweh is with you.
Right.
You're not alone in this, and you got brothers and sisters, not only here, but everywhere,
right,
with you. And there is somebody that's gone before you that knows the way to get there. Amen. Thank you.